Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You remember a name, Lynn Wood. Lynn Wood probably suppressed the name. You probably suppressed the memory of Lynn Wood, L-I-N and W-O-O-D's guy. He's a pro-Trump lawyer, along with Sidney Powell. Remember, these are the dregs of the legal profession. The absolute dregs of the legal profession. Sidney Powell being sued for over $1 billion by Dominion for lying about the voting machines, making all kinds of conspiracy theory arguments to courts. And Lynn Wood made her look like Justice Louis Brandeis of the Supreme Court. That's how bad Lynn Wood is. Lynn Wood is worse than Sidney Powell. Worse than Sidney Powell. These are a pair to draw to. These are a pair to draw to. But Lynn Wood did something the other day that surprised even me. Because you think in this day and age, people would, there's certain modicums, certain norms of conduct that especially lawyers conduct themselves by. Most lawyers are very good and honest. I know a lot of lawyers. I practiced law for 40 years. Central part of our society and our economy. But there's an occasional bad lawyer, and Lynn Wood is one of them. Here's what Lynn Wood did. Here's what he did. Lynn Wood, my man, Lynn Wood, he's not my man at all. Bad Lynn Wood. Lynn Wood was speaking to a guy named Dave Hancock. Okay, guy named Dave Hancock. Lynn Wood is actually kind of a big guy, tall guy. Dave Hancock is very short, much skinnier and smaller and weighs less than Lynn Wood. Dave Hancock is the executive director. He runs a foundation called the Fight Back Foundation. Fight Back Foundation, a right-wing group, Fight Back Foundation, raising money. And one of the things they did was raise money for Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, you may remember Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse is the young guy, the kid, really a teenager, who during the Black Lives Matter protest in Kenosha, after Jacob Blake was shot in the back 7 times for getting into his car with his kids in the back seat, he killed 2 people. That's what Kyle Rittenhouse did. He shot 2 people, left the state. They caught him. The judge put $2 million in bail cash. Now, a $2 million bail in cash is normally a statement that says you ain't going anywhere. Very few people. You know, if Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, could they come up with $2 million in cash? Yes, but they're not liable to go up with a semi-automatic and shoot 2 guys in the middle of the night, or in the late evening, I should say, in Kenosha. Suddenly, Kyle Rittenhouse comes up with $2 million in cash, and he has plenty of other cash, too, for his legal defense. All sorts of, in my view, spurious defenses. Where did it come from? It came from right-wing groups around the country, Trump groups, who thought, oh, a guy that, shot some people at a Black Lives Matter protest, oh, that's our kind of guy. Well, one of the people raising money was Dave Hancock at the Fight Back Foundation. And he and Lynn Wood got into a conversation. And Lynn Wood had worked with the Fight Back Foundation to raise money to defend Kyle Rittenhouse after he shot and killed 2 people at the Black Lives Matter movement in Kenosha. Somewhere in that conversation, Dave Hancock said to Lynn Wood, Lynn Wood was getting on his nerves, even Dave Hancock's nerves, which are very right-wing nerves, but even he said to Lynn Wood, quote, you are using your involvement in the foundation for political gain. Okay? All right. Lynn Wood may not like that. If I were Lynn Wood, I would think, well, you know, where's the gratitude? Where's the respect? But to a normal person, that wouldn't be a big deal. What did Lynn Wood do? Lynn Wood hauled off and punched Dave Hancock. And as Hancock started to go down, he reached over, grabbed Hancock's gun and held it on him. Okay? This is Lynn Wood, the lawyer. Now, I got news for you. You cannot go around holding a gun on a guy. That's a crime. You do that in Wisconsin. If you have concealed carry somebody ticks you off, you walk down the street and hold a gun on them, you're going to get arrested just for holding the gun on them. You're restraining them. You're intimidating him. I do not know what state this occurred in. There's some states that are a little easier on that kind of conduct. But that's what he did. Lynn Wood, pro-Trump lawyer, who along with Sidney Powell came up with some of the goofiest conspiracy theories you can imagine, continues to say that Trump won the election, raising money for Kyle Rittenhouse for the Fight Back Foundation, talking with Dave Hancock, the executive director. And Hancock, unwisely, apparently, but probably very truthfully, obviously truthfully, said, you're using your involvement in the foundation for political gain. And there's, as a result, Dave Hancock gets socked in the chops, gun gets taken away and held on him. The only thing I can say to benefit Lynn Wood is that he didn't pull the trigger. He didn't pull the trigger. If he had pulled the trigger, of course, then you'd have murder, attempted murder. You know, this is... how many lawyers do you know on the Democratic side that do this kind of stuff? You know, you've seen them interviewed. No, them. Even Luke shaking his head. He can think of no lawyer, neither can I, on the Democratic side, who would go up to a guy who's a lot smaller than he is, sock him in the chops, grab his gun, and train it on him. That's what Lynn Wood did. That is what Lynn Wood did. Another piece of work who's a little smoother, sneakier, and craftier is Crooked William Barr. It's come out that Crooked William Barr was briefed on the sex trafficking investigation against Matt Gaetz months ago, months before Trump left the presidency. And Bill Barr didn't stop it or thought he couldn't stop it, the investigation, even though Gaetz was very pro-Trump. But there's a lot of evidence now that Barr went out of his way to avoid any contact, not only any contact with Matt Gaetz, but to even be seen in the vicinity of Matt Gaetz. So on one occasion, Crooked William Barr was invited to come to a committee to testify. You know, they're not going to subpoena the guy, it's the attorney general. And it was basically the Republicans that wanted him. He mysteriously had a late conflict and didn't show up. He did not want to be seen on any photographs involving Matt Gaetz, and for good reason, because now the way that investigation is going, give you some updates. Now, apparently, the investigation has expanded. This is Matt Gaetz, used money to pay women whom he solicited online, and they're investigating whether or not it was campaign funds. If it was campaign funds, and he used that money for his own purposes. That's what Duncan Hunter did, if you remember him out in California. And Duncan Hunter got convicted of a felony. He was going to go to the Hoosgow until Trump pardoned him. I do not think that Joe Biden's going to pardon Matt Gaetz. Somehow, I don't think he is. Nancy Pelosi has now called for Matt Gaetz to be investigated by the Ethics Committee and obviously to be removed from the Judiciary Committee pending resolution of these charges, because Matt Gaetz on the Judiciary Committee is charged with oversight of the Justice Department and the federal judiciary, which is looking at his conduct. You can't have that. So stay tuned. That's why Crooked William Barr avoided Matt Gaetz. Pelosi has called for his investigation by the Ethics Committee. It's a call that I agree with very strongly, and he should be removed from the Judiciary Committee while the Judiciary investigates in the Justice Department what he did. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.